The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, the Martin and Lewis Radio Show with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and their special guest Lucille Ball. We'll also hear an episode of Love Story Magazine. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, an episode of Love Story Magazine entitled The Last Dance. Right now, here's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis with their special guest Lucille Ball as WMKY presents The Golden Age of Radio.
The new, the great, the different, the Martin and Lewis Show. The National Broadcasting Company brings you the new Martin and Lewis Show. Our guest tonight, Lucille Ball, and featuring Eileen Woods, Flo McMichael, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are two young men who, overnight, have become the nation's comedy hit. But let's get on with the show. We take you now to the apartment of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, where we find the boys getting ready, somewhat nervously, to go to the NBC studios for their first radio show.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by. Answer the phone, Jerry, I'm tying my tie.
Okay, Dean, there's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by. I could never be a big singer like Crosby.
Well, why not?
I sound too much like Dean.
Oh, it must be NBC again. What cowards we are. Why are we afraid to do our own radio show? After all, how big an egg can we lay?
How big? Well, if we took a large hen and got it to hold back for 2 years...
All right, Jerry, all right. Okay. We've been acting like two frightened mice all day. We've got an ironclad contract to do the show. We got to talk to NBC sometime.
You're right. I'm not a frightened mouse. Answer the phone.
Oh, come on, Jerry, you answer it.
Dean Martin, I will tell you why I will not answer the phone. Indubitably, that is a call from NBC. And it is indubitably they want to know where the H-E-C-K we are because they are spending thousands and thousands of dollars and money to build a sensational comedy and musical extravaganza around us. And if they think we are that important, why don't they call us?
Jerry, they are calling us. Who else could it be besides NBC?
Well, it could be a wrong number, a quiz show. Hey, a quiz show. They give you money just for answering a few questions. Give me that phone. Hello, 1492 Marie Antoinette and sulfuric acid. Ship the money.
Now, come on, Jerry. We got to get down to NBC right away. Let's go.
Dean.
Yeah?
I'm scared.
Look, we've done all right so far. We shouldn't be afraid. We did all right in nightclubs, didn't we?
Yeah, but those people paid $10 cover charge, so they had to like us. But at a radio show, the audience gets in free, and at those prices, they can afford to hate us. Because there's nothing cheaper than something that doesn't cost very much. I always say.
Indubitably, but come on, Jerry, get dressed.
Okay, I shall wear my new sport coat, which the man said was good for town or country and just perfect for the beach.
What is it, gabardine?
No, wet sand.
Jerry, you're just stalling.
That's impossible. Stalin's a big man in Russia, and Russia's a big country full of places like Vladivostok. And they laughed. And Dnieper. And he's a big, important man. And if he thinks I'm impersonating him, he'll get mad and come and get me and send me to Siberia. And it's full of ice and snow and sleet. And Dean...
Yeah?
I'm cold.
Jerry, you and I are going to NBC and do that program. What are you scared of? When we played the Copacabana in New York, they laughed at us. When we played the Chez Paris in Chicago, they laughed at us. And when we came out here and asked for a radio job...
They laughed at us.
They didn't laugh at us. They signed us up. They want us. Jerry, we got to do this radio show. Who knows? This could make us famous.
Yeah, famous.
We could even become important actors.
Yeah, important actors.
Our names in lights, celebrities, stars in pictures.
Yeah, names in lights, celebrities, stars in pictures. I can see it all. Big hits in nightclubs. We're famous. Everybody wants us. Hal Wallace signed us for a Paramount picture. Embassy signed us for a radio show. We flop. Nobody wants us. Hal Wallace won't speak to us. Paramount hates us. We spend our savings. We can't get work. We're tramping the streets, starving. We stop and press our noses against a bakery window. Dean.
Why?
I'm hungry.
Tell me, Jerry, did Whitaker Chambers ever hide any papers in your head?
Well, it ain't my fault. I don't have my head with me all the time, you know. Ah, let's answer it. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this speaking, please?
Jerry. Jerry, you have to take the phone off of the hook.
Yeah, when did they do that? Okay. Hello?
Why aren't you guys down here at NBC? They're going nuts down here.
Oh, it's our agent.
Well, it's not your maiden aunt in Minneapolis. Everyone's waiting to do the program. You guys are messing up the whole thing.
Now, listen, I can explain everything.
Good. Start with you. Now, listen, boys, don't ruin everything. This radio show means a lot to us. Your careers, my commission.
You think I don't care about the show? I do. After all, I gotta live, too.
I can think of a loophole in that argument.
Ooh, how you aggravate me. Okay, Abby, we'll be right down there.
We can't leave yet, Jerry. I gotta rehearse my number. It's a romantic number. I wish I had a girl to sing it to. You know, to get me in the mood.
I'll be a girl if you'll promise to respect me. Sing to me. I'm a great movie star. And a princess of far off India.
Really? What princess of India are you?
Rita Hayworth.
You're Rita Hayworth? But you're not even on the road to being a princess of India.
Maybe I'm not on the road, but I'm sure following the right alley. See, the idea of this gag is that, well, alley is an alley in the street, see? A-L-L-E-Y. But when you say alley, A-L-I, that's like the prince that is going to marry Rita Hayworth. It's all combined into one joke, and it's so funny, this kind of... Look how they're staring at me.
Ah, Jerry, relax. Have faith in me. We'll do all right on the radio show.
That's all right for you to say, but I haven't thought up any jokes to tell the people.
Oh, you'll think of something. What about me? I haven't even rehearsed my song. I don't even know if I'm in good voice.
Well, go ahead, sing. Give yourself a clue.
Satisfied till you break my heart. You're never satisfied till a tear drop starts. I've tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging, my poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around. A crying shame. Well, I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied till you break my heart. Oh, you won't be satisfied till you break my heart. You're never satisfied till a tear drops dark. I've tried to shower you with love and kisses. Ah, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging, my poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around. It's a crying shame. Well, I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Dean, I know you'll want my opinion of your rendition, and I cannot tell a lie. It was magnificent. Oh, well. Come on, let's go.
Oh, not so fast. Let me take a look at you first. Stand up. Wash your hands?
Yes, partner.
Wash your face?
Yes, sir.
Behind your ears?
Look, I'm just going to a broadcast. I'm not going to get married. Anyway, what about you? Did you bathe?
Well, of course. I take a bath every day.
You take a bath every day?
Well, of course.
Oh, Dean, I'm so unworthy of you.
Now, you talk like that. What'll people think? When was the last time you took a bath?
In a tub?
Yes.
With soap?
Yes.
With water?
Yes.
Oh, Dean, I'm so unworthy of you.
Oh, let's get out of this apartment and go to NBC.
Who
is it?
It's the maid. I have to come in and clean the apartment.
Well, okay, come on in. We're just leaving anyway.
Gee, look at the load of equipment she's carrying. I never saw such a stack of stuff in my life. Here, let me help you before you drop it, miss.
I can put it down myself, thank you.
Now let me help you with the other armful.
Oh, my goodness. Just look at the condition of this room.
Huh? What's the matter with it?
It's clean.
Well, that's a break for you, then. You have no work to do.
I don't have any work to do. That's fine. I'm the maid, and I'm supposed to clean the apartments every day. And if your apartment isn't dirty, then I don't have to clean it. And if I don't have to clean your apartment, I won't have anything to do for a half hour. So I'll go out in the hall, and I'll light a cigarette, and the manager will smell the smoke, and he'll come up to me, and he'll say, "What are you doing smoking a cigarette in the hall?" And I'll say, "I haven't anything to do right now." And he'll say, "Why aren't you cleaning the apartments?" And I'll say, "I didn't have to clean the apartments." And he'll say, "Oh, you don't have to clean the apartments, huh?" And he'll get mad and fire me, and all because your apartment is clean. It's people like you that cause unemployment.
Miss, there's one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
Are you for real?
Miss, we're not trying to get you fired. Do the best you can. We have to leave. Come on, Jerry, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Now what?
There's a discrepancy in the bathroom.
A what?
One of you has to get married. The towels say his and hers, and you're a his and his.
Okay, okay. Look, just put in two hises. That'll fix it.
Oh, it's not as simple as that. If I give you another his, then I'll have an extra hers. And at the end of the week, I'll have 148 hisses and 149 herses. And the manager won't know why there's more herses than hisses because he doesn't know how many hisses and cheeses there are in the building anyway.
Okay, take all the towels out, all of them. From now on, we'll dry on newspapers.
Well, the next thing on my list is dusting. I'll start with a dresser.
Don't touch that bottom drawer.
Why not?
Because that's where I keep my kittens. Hey, not the top drawer either.
What's in the top drawer?
Catnip.
Well, what's to prevent the cats in the bottom drawer from going up to the top drawer and eating the catnip?
In the middle drawer, bulldogs.
My, you're odd people.
We ain't odd, we're entertainers. We're Martin and Lewis, and we got a radio show to do in a few minutes.
Oh, you're on the radio. What do you do?
Well, one of us is a singer.
And the other guy's the funniest comedian you ever heard. Tells big jokes, kills the people, gets big laughs.
Which is which?
Well, come on, Jerry. Let's go to NBC.
Stand in line, folks, for the Martin and Lewis show. The line will move inside the studio in a few moments.
Come on, Miranda. Stand in line over here.
Well, all right, but I don't understand, Henrietta. Who are Martin and Lewis?
Well, my goodness, where have you been, Miranda? Well, they're famous.
Oh?
My husband was the conductor on the train they came out here on, and he heard that the greatest entertainers New York ever saw were Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Who told your husband that, Henrietta?
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Pardon me, ladies, can you tell me how to get into the Martin and Lewis show?
Oh, stand behind us, young man, and we'll get the best seats. You know, we always come to see these new comedians the very first week because usually they don't last for a second week.
They don't, huh? Well, you don't know Martin and Lewis. They're the best comedians in the world, and I say that for two reasons. Bread and butter.
You know, I'm anxious to see that handsome Dean Martin. You know, Miranda, that Dean Martin's just the whole show as far as I'm concerned. He really has talent.
Now, wait a minute, lady. It takes two to make a team, you know. Takes two to make a team, Martin and Lewis. That's the team. They got to stick together. That's the way it is with any team. Without Fibber, where would Molly be? Without Kaiser, where would Fraser be? And without Earl Warren, where would... What was that guy's name again?
Okay, Jerry, I parked the car. Hey, what are you doing in this line?
Oh, it's Dean Martin!
Hello, lady.
Oh, isn't he handsome? What are you going to sing tonight, Mr. Martin?
I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China.
It's a deal. Get the tickets and I'll meet you at the dock.
Come on, Jerry. Let's go into the studio here. Let's go into the studio here, Jerry.
Gee, look at all the people in here, Dean. I'm scared.
Here's Dean Martin. I'm your producer, Mr. Martin.
I'm your director, Mr. Martin.
I'm your band leader, Mr. Martin.
I'm your singer, Mr. Martin.
I'm your producer, Mr. Martin. I'm your director, Mr. Martin.
I'm your leader, Mr. Martin.
I'm your singer, Mr. Martin. What am I, the Larry Parks of this outfit?
Ah, be quiet, Jerry. I gotta rehearse.
Oh, now I gotta be quiet. You're a big star. A big man. You're too important for me. My tongue got in the way of my eye, tooth. I couldn't see what I was saying. You're just too important for me. Well, I don't need a house to fall on me. Goodbye, pal. I won't be a drag on you. I'm sorry it had to end like this. We had a lot of good times together. Even if I always did have to take the ugly ones.
Ah, Jerry. Jerry, your feelings are just hurt, that's all.
Oh, my feelings ain't hurt. I'm happy. I can laugh. I'll never forget you, Dean. You go on without me. And good luck, old pal. I won't ever be jealous of your success. When you're a big star and run over me in your big imported car, I'll still be happy. I'll just lay there and think, gee, Vogue tires. Well, I'll go now. You people don't want me here. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, poor Jerry. Why do you let him go away like that?
Oh, Jerry will be all right. Let's rehearse. And now I would like to present one of Hollywood's most glamorous stars, currently gracing your neighborhood screens in Sorrowful Jones, a charming actress who gracefully combines the talents of a leading lady and comedian.
Now, listen here, Dean Martin. Don't you say anything nice about me, you big bully, you monster. I'll have you know that
I'm not... Wait a minute. Why, you are Lucille Ball. But what's the matter, Lucille?
Don't act like you don't know. You've got some nerve, Dean Martin, asking me to come down here and be a guest on your radio program after the way you beat up that sweet, adorable little Jerry Lewis. Why, if I weren't a perfect lady, I'd slug you. The idea, beating up that darling, cute, lammy pie.
Me?
Yes, you, Dean Martin.
Well, Jerry, hey, where'd he go?
He's behind me, where he'll be safe. He's not going to stay out here where you can knock him down again.
Knock him down?
Yes, and kicking him and throwing dirt in his face and trying to drive your car over him.
I did that?
See, Lucille, he admits it.
Oh, I get it. Jerry told you that story.
Yes, he did. I never met anyone so contemptible as you in my whole life. How could you treat Jerry that way? He's so darling and so cute.
You forgot Lammy Pie.
Just exactly what did Jerry tell you I did to him?
He told me the whole story. It's incredible to me that you could pick on a little fella like that when you have such a grand physique. When you're so much bigger than he is, with all those great, big, powerful muscles. You big...
Yes?
And the things you called him. It's just hard to imagine names like that being spoken by you. Why, you have that wonderful, soft, caressing voice.
Yes?
Lucille, hey, Lucille!
Will you stop tugging at my skirt?
I just wanted you to know I'm still here. Lewis is the name. Jerry Lewis, they call me. Don't stop, Lucille. Tell them off. Good.
All right. You're right. Dean Martin, how could you have slugged poor Jerry when you look so handsome with those soft eyes and long, long lashes?
Yes?
Hey, Lucille!
Shut up, you little schnook.
Schnook! Me, schnook!
The idea of telling those awful fibs about this darling, cute, lammy pie, Dean Martin. I ought to turn you over my knee and spank you.
Ding, ding.
Yes?
Ding, are you going to stand there and let her talk to me like that?
Yes. But really, he isn't bad at all, Lucille. In fact, he's a very nice guy. In fact, he's a wonderful guy. Why, Jerry's the important half of our act. He's the talent. Why, he's the one who gets all the laughs. He's the one the critics rave about. He's the one the people love.
Oh, what a ham.
Well, it's sure nice of you to come down tonight and help us get on our get our first show started, Lucille. I figured we need plenty of advice here in Hollywood.
Come on, snap out of it.
I'm sure you're going to be very successful.
Well, how about Jerry?
Yeah, how about that?
You'll see. I'm going to be a big star. When I make my first picture, I'll be sensational. I'll be... Well, you do think I'll be a picture star, don't you, Lucille?
Why not? Lassie made it.
If you're going to make fun of me, I'll quit the show. I'll give... I'll give Dean all the money we've saved, and I'll go home and lock myself in a closet, kick my heels, and hold my breath until I die. And if you want to know why I do these things, it's because, listen.
Well, don't get too desperate, Jerry. Look, I have planned a little party for you and Dean after the show. Lots of important people will be there.
Well, that's wonderful, Lucille.
Well, the only thing, Dean, does Jerry know how to act at a party?
Do I know how to act at a party? Why, one time in a back room of a barbershop...
Jerry! Hold it.
You see what I mean?
Miss Ball. Miss Ball, Mr. Martin. I would like to inform you that Gerald Lewis, when attending a social event... Miss Ball and Mr. Martin, I'd like to inform you that Gerald Lewis, when attending a social event, always conducts himself with complacent, elegant simplicity, utterly devoid of ostentation.
Jerry Lewis, where did you get words like that?
Don't ask me. I'm just as surprised as you are. Gee, I hope there's a girl there for me. Lucille, I like him about my height.
Well, let's see now. Betty Grable will be there.
And, of course, I like him about my age.
Uh-huh. Well, Ann Blythe will be there.
And I like him to be of my intelligence.
Sorry, Margaret O'Brien can't stay out that late. Jerry, I hope you understand. I've invited important people. People of refinement, breeding, culture.
Don't worry about me. Refinement and breeding and culture pour out of me like sweat off a horse's neck.
Lucille, don't worry. I'll guarantee Jerry.
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid he'll be a little raucous.
Raucous? Me? Don't ever worry about Jerry Lewis being raucous. I'll make more noise than anyone there.
Now, Lucille... If you'll just tell us the address of the party, and by the way, Lucille, shall we dress?
Naturally, we don't want the cops.
Oh, the party sounds like it'll be a lot of fun, Lucille, and I'm sure we'll know exactly what to do.
Sure, we've been educated. You know, I worked my way through Harvard.
What?
Well, he did stumble his way through high school.
He looks more like he had to shoot his way out of kindergarten.
I'm really looking forward to this, Lucille.
Well, my house isn't one of those elaborate Hollywood mansions, Dean.
Oh, there's one thing, Jerry. If we decide to go in for a dip, be sure you don't go in the servant's swimming pool.
I'm sorry to butt in, but we go on the air in 30 seconds.
Okay, fine. Are you nervous, Jerry?
Me? Nervous?
20 seconds.
I'll be all right. I'll kill the people.
15 seconds.
Just let me at them.
10 seconds.
I'll fracture them.
5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3, 2.
I'll pulverize them.
The Martin and Lewis Show is on the air.
Go ahead, Jerry. Start talking.
Yes, sir. A very funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
Well, come on, Lucille. Help me hold Jerry up and we'll do the song.
Okay. Up.
Up he goes.
If you got it, you don't need it.
If you need it, you don't got it.
You don't get it, shame on you.
Funny, 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 what money can do.
Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money can't buy happiness.
Ask a poor man, he don't doubt.
But he'd rather be miserable with than without.
I love life and I want to live. I love life and I say,
Jerry,
no.
Jerry,
yeah, but I love life.
I know, but you don't have to spoil it for the rest of us.
If you spend it, please be wiser.
If you save it, you're a miser.
If you don't want it,
you're cuckoo.
Funny, 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 what money can do.
good to be home in bed. And, Dean, I'm sorry I messed up our radio program tonight.
Ah, forget it, Jerry. It's past midnight. Better get some sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Well, who could that be?
What do you want?
It's me, the maid. I'm sorry, but you'll have to get out of those beds.
Get out of bed? Why?
Well, you see, those beds are 6x3 beds. And this afternoon, I made a mistake, and I put on 7x4 sheets. And if I put the wrong sheets on your beds, the manager will say to me...
Look, miss, if I get up, I'll start walking the floor. And if I start walking the floor, I'll get into a bad humor. And when I go to embassy tomorrow, they'll say, Jerry Lewis, why did you faint on your radio program? And I'll say, who could help but fainting? I was excited. And they'll say, oh, talking back, eh? I guess you don't want to go on the radio very bad. And I'll say, and they'll say, and they'll fire me. It's people like you that cause unemployment.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
You've just heard the new Martin and Lewis show. If you enjoyed them, tune in again each Sunday night at the same time. And next week, our guest will be Bob Hope. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile. Make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. Bloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. So smile, smile, smile.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and their special guest, Lucille Ball. And we also heard Dean Martin sing Powder Your Face with Sunshine, music from 1948. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s when the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Here's an episode of Love Story magazine entitled The Last Dance, starring Joan Page as the love story girl on the Golden Age of Radio.
You are about to hear a romantic drama, The Last Dance, from Street & Smith's Love Story magazine, featuring the love story girl in the role of Joan Page. This is the love story of Joan Page, a nice girl who didn't know what she really wanted until it was almost too late. We find Joan in a booth of the Vendome Beauty Shop, having her hair done. It's the morning before the big dance at the country club.
Would you like some brilliantine on your hair, Miss Joan?
Yes, please, Marie.
Oh, I guess this will be a big day for you, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Booked up every single minute and running behind schedule already. It's that girl in the booth next door. Tilly set her hair three times already.
Oh, really?
Nothing's good enough for her, I guess. She's having her nails done now. Do you want I should comb your hair parted in the middle like always, Miss Jones?
Yes, I suppose so, Marie.
I suppose you're going to the dance with Mr. Jimmy Travers as usual, huh?
Well, I don't know, Marie. He hasn't actually asked me. You see, he's been so busy on that law case he's working on that I haven't really seen him this last week. Maybe he's forgotten all about the dance.
What? Mr. Jimmy forget about taking you to a dance? Why, everybody here in Melton knows you could sooner get rid of your own shadow.
Well, to tell you the truth, Marie, I'm not really worrying very much.
Oh, is that the reddest nail polish y'all can find? My, what scissors you got up here?
I take it the lady wants red nail polish, Marie.
She wants a lot of things she won't get in this shop.
What's her name?
Paula Black.
Oh, I know. She must be Judge Black's niece, the one everybody's talking about. A regular man-killer, fresh up from Georgia.
Yes, I got a bid to the dance. He asked me before I'd been talking to him more than 10 minutes.
She doesn't seem to suffer very much from an inferiority complex.
Yes, he's a nice-looking boy I'm going with. Name of Jimmy. Jimmy's kind of cute name, don't you think? Yeah, sure, that's him, Jimmy Travers.
Oh, Marie, that's my Jimmy.
Uh-huh. They tell me he's been going round steady with the same girl ever since he was a kid in high school. Plain little thing, name of Joan Page. Joan sounds awful old-fashioned, don't it? I guess he don't think so much about her now up here town.
Oh, Marie.
I'm terribly sorry, Miss Joan. Oh,
that's all right, Marie. I suppose that's why I haven't seen Jimmy all week.
Well, yes, I did hear Mrs. Jevers saying something about seeing them parked out by Melton Pond.
I guess maybe I'm the only one in Melton that didn't know Jimmy wasn't going to take me to the dance. Oh, pardon me. I didn't mean to bump into you like that.
Why, Joan?
Oh, Don. I guess I didn't see who it was at first. I guess I've got something in my eye.
You haven't been crying, Joan.
Oh, I know, Don. Just something blue in my eye, that's all.
You better let me drive you home.
Oh, no, I'm all right, honestly.
Nonsense. You can't see a thing. Here, I've got my new roadster right here at the curb. She's a honey, Joan. Wait till you see how she rides. You'll get a kick out of it.
Oh, all right, Don, but take me straight home, please.
Anything you say. Here, let me help you in.
Oh, it is a nice car, Don.
You bet it is. And wait till you see how she eats up the road. All set now?
Yes, Don.
Good, then. Here we go. Hang on.
Well, it is lovely, like flying.
No. Flying's better. Flying is the swellest sensation in the world. I'll take you up my plane sometime if you like.
Oh, no, Donna. I mean, thank you just the same. I couldn't, really.
Afraid of my lurid reputation, Joan?
Well, Donna, well, that is, you are supposed to be kind of fast.
Oh, I know. I love speed, but not the kind you mean. I'm crazy about flying. That's why I went into aviation instead of into Father's factory, even if I don't make as much money that way.
But you... Well, I mean, is there much future in it, Don? Your father does want someone to take over his business, and then if you ever wanted to get married or anything, I mean, flying is kind of hard on a man's family.
Well, yeah. I never thought of it that way, I guess. I just sort of never thought of matrimony at all before. Joan, look here. I've heard about you and Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Don. I mean, if it was just one of those boy and girl affairs, I guess you can't expect that sort of thing to last forever.
Look here, Joan. I haven't been playing around with that country club bunch lately. There are a lot of stuffed shirts, but...
I know. You'd rather hang around Louis Roadhouse.
But that's where all the commercial pilots hang out, Joan.
And what about that girl, Ruby DeRose?
Oh, well, she's sort of an entertainer there. You don't think there's anything between us?
Well, I don't know, Don. You've been seen a lot tearing around the country with her.
But, Joan, that doesn't mean anything. I mean...
You have got yourself talked about, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I was going to ask you to go to that dance tonight with me. Oh, I know I'd just be a stopgap till Jimmy came to his senses.
Oh, here comes Jimmy's car. Oh, he's got somebody with him. It's that Paula Black. She was hanging on his arm.
That girl's a lot worse than Ruby. Ruby's at least honest. Joan, I hate to see a mug like Jimmy give you the runaround. He's not worth it. Why don't you show him something? Give him a run for his money.
Oh, but Don, how can I? I mean, it's like she said, I'm just a plain little thing.
Plain nothing. You're just not done up like Paula is. Get yourself a lipstick, Joan. Do things to your eyelashes. Cut your evening dresses down in back.
Don, do you think I could? I mean, do you think he'd notice?
Unless he's suddenly struck blind, he will.
Don, I will go to that dance with you, if you still want me to.
Do I? Oh, Joan, that's swell.
Here's the house, Don.
Sure, I remember.
Call for me at 8:30, Don. We'll show Jimmy a thing or two.
You said it. 8:30.
Hello, big boy.
Oh, hello, Ruby.
Going to take me for a ride?
No, I'm sorry, Ruby. You're a good kid, but I've decided to cut out Louis' Roadhouse and all this running around. I'm sorry, Ruby. You've been swell.
Sure, skip it. I understand. She's a nice-looking kid, Don. I wish you luck.
Thanks, Ruby. Well, I guess I'll drive down to the factory and ask the old man to put me to work. Joan, you're wonderful to dance with.
You always were one of the best dancers I've ever known, Don.
Oh, thanks, but it's the inspiration. Honest.
Don. Don. Here he comes. Jimmy, I mean.
Joan, please don't. That is, I...
Well, if it isn't Joan. Why, you look like a new person tonight, Joan. What's happened to you?
Oh, I don't know, Jimmy. Maybe I've just grown up.
How about the next dance?
Sorry, Jimmy, but I've promised all my dances to Don.
Okay. I just thought I'd better ask, for old time's sake, you know. No hard feelings, Joan.
Why would there be?
Swell. Well, I'll see you sometime.
Don, He was just asking me to be polite.
Oh, rot.
Yes, he was. Oh, Don, let's go into the bar. I want a cocktail. Maybe two cocktails.
No, you don't, Joan. Not while you're with me. Tell you what I will do, though, if you feel you need a stimulant.
Yes, Don.
We'll take a little ride in my plane. It's a beautiful moonlight night.
All right, Don, let's go.
Like it, Joan?
Oh, it's marvelous, Don. Breathtaking. Everything's so small and far away. Nothing seems to be important anymore.
Nothing but us. Well, Joan, I know I shouldn't make love to you so soon, darling, but I can't help it. You'll forget about Jimmy. I'll make you. I've taken a job at the factory, Joan.
Oh, I'm glad, Don.
I've cut out Louis' Roadhouse gang and... Oh, Joan, I love you. I always have, but I never wanted to butt in as long as Jimmy was in the picture. But now things are different. You're going to love me, too,
Joan. Oh, Don, please. It's no use. I still love Jimmy. At least I think I do. Oh, Don, let's go back to the dance. I feel cold.
Back, Joan. I said I would.
I know, Don. You are sweet. I'm sorry about everything.
Oh, that's all right. Now, here comes Jimmy. Looks like he's missed you.
Joan, where were you? I'm looking all over the doggone club and couldn't find you.
For the very good reason I wasn't here. Don and I have been flying up to the moon.
Joan, you mustn't do things like that. It's dangerous.
I know. I love it.
Listen, I want to talk to you. You've got to give me this dance.
Sorry, Jimmy, but I promised Don.
Oh, to blazes with that. I've got to talk to you.
Is it all right, Don?
Sure. I'll wait for you here.
Thanks, Don. You can cut in after the next encore.
I'll be there.
Joan, what do you think you're doing running around like this with Don Nelson?
You've been doing a bit of running around yourself, haven't you, Jimmy?
Oh, I'll admit I've been a fool. I was sort of taken in by that southern line, I guess. But that was just temporary, Joan. There's never been anyone but you.
Jimmy, don't hold me so tight. People are looking.
I can't help it, Joan. Come on outside. I want to kiss you.
No, Jimmy.
All right, then I'll have to do it right here on the dance floor.
Jimmy, don't. Jimmy.
Yeah. I guess that'll show you how I feel.
Jimmy, I have something to tell you.
Yes, Joan?
When I get all dressed up tonight and came here with Don, I did it to make you jealous. I wanted to try and win you back.
Oh, Joan, you darling fool. Do you think I didn't know that?
Wait, Jimmy. There's something more. Now that you have come back, it doesn't seem important. I just don't love you anymore, Jimmy.
Oh, you're fooling.
No, I never was more serious in my life. Now you'd better take me back to Don.
Okay, that's what you want.
I do. Don? Oh, he's not there. Where is he, Fred? Have you seen Don anywhere?
Uh-huh, in the bar. Drank down a double brandy and beat it out of there as if the devil were after him. Said he was going out the flying field.
Fred, how long ago was that?
Oh, just a couple of minutes. Right after he saw Jimmy kiss you, I guess.
Say, that was some smack.
Jimmy, you've got to drive me out to the flying field. Hurry, we've got to get there before Don does anything foolish. Faster, oh, Jimmy, you've got to go faster.
No use. This is the field, Joan. I don't see him anywhere.
That's his plane over there. They're warming up the engine. I've got to catch him before he takes off. Goodbye, Jimmy. Thanks. Don! Don! Don't go! Don, wait for me!
Joan! What are you doing out here?
I came to stop you. Don't go up there, Don, by yourself. Don't go anywhere without me.
What'd you say?
I said I loved you.
Darling! I thought it was Jimmy.
No, Don, it's you.
I was going to fly up there to the moon and never come back.
I know, Don, but you can't now. We'll go together on our honeymoon.
You have been listening to a romance featuring the Love Story Girl and presented with the permission of Street and Smith, publishers of Love Story magazine.
Up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary all the time. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy hearted and sad. Every hope I had, this pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 this misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. My man and I ain't together. Raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY and Lena Horne with Stormy Weather from 1941. We also heard an episode of Love Story magazine from 1937 entitled The Last Dance, starring Joan Page as the love story girl. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.